I probably won't be real long this morning. I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me. And sometimes I get in my study and the Lord just seems to just, the word just seems to flow. And I got in my study today and it seems like it just, I hit one roadblock after another roadblock, and my mind just kept going in circles and circles, and just couldn't get a definite answer. And finally, I realized that the Lord probably was talking to me, and I just wasn't listening. And I'm going to try to do my best this morning. And the Ragsdales, I know I announced they was going to be here this morning. Something came up. They're going to have to postpone. They'll be here tonight. And so if you can make it tonight, I promise you it'll get better. So just come back tonight if you can. And the Ragsdales never disappoint. And if you can endure me this morning, come back this evening, and I promise you it'll be worth it. I'm going to be in Luke chapter number 13 in verse number 34. I know I've preached from this passage a number of times. I know that other ministers have as well. And it seemed like that the Lord just kept speaking to me through this. And I got up this morning, and we've got a little chicken that's in one of those mineral tubs underneath the carport. And Sister Donna had given us some those fake eggs, you know what I'm talking about, that look real, but they're not. And I've got one chicken in the old honey house that's sitting on one fake egg. And she's been sitting on it for, and I promise you it's not going to hatch. And I put another one out under the carport in this mineral tub because that's where they like to, some of the chickens like to lay. And if you, those that's been around chickens, you know, if you, especially game hens, if you rob all the nest, all the eggs out of the nest, they won't go back. So I left this one out there, and we have a little black banny, and she's decided that she wanted to sit on this egg. And so I put a couple other eggs under her. Well, she had one that hatched out. And she's kind of in a predicament there. But, nature will teach you a lot of things. And the Bible tells us, in matter of fact, in Job, it tells us, he said, but ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee. And the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. And the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. So Job even realized, as old as the book of Job is, that God created nature, and nature will teach us if we'll just stop and pay attention and listen. In the book of Luke, chapter number 13 and verse number 34, Christ here is telling us his heart. He said, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how oft would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. The book of Matthew records a similar passage, but I believe he calls it the chicken. But I'm looking at the hen and her wings. There is protection underneath the wings of the Almighty. That little hen that was there under in that mineral tub, you know, that she was in quite a predicament. The hen could get out of the mineral tub, but the baby chick couldn't. I had to take that hen, gather her up in my hands, set her out of the tub, and then reach in and get the little chick and then put it down there beside her. You see, in that tub, that little hen, that she would not leave the baby. And the little baby could not get water and could not get food. And they was in a predicament. Jesus told the children of Israel, "How oft would I have gathered you together? But you would not." I learned some lessons from watching birds. You know, you can look at the turtle dove and the pigeon, the same bird that in biblical times. Did you know that a turtle dove and a pigeon, they are the only two birds that had the ability to suck water? They can drink with the power of suction. Let that sink in just a minute. You've seen chickens. You've seen peacocks and turkeys and other birds. They'll get a beak full of water and they'll raise their head up and gulp, 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 and down it goes. They get a fresh drink of water and they look up to the heavens from which it came. The lesson there to be learned is gratitude. You know, the only two birds that was ever offered into sacrifice was the turtle dove and the pigeon. Why? Because they never looked up and gave God the glory from which it came. We can learn some things about praise and about worship just from the turtle dove and the pigeon. Lord, I don't want to be a sacrifice. Not like that. I want to be a living testimony. I want to be someone that is not afraid to lift my head up and my hands and say, "Glory be to the God in heaven, which cometh my help and my strength." The owl. Did you know the owl, there's certain species of owl that can view up to 270 degrees. Some things we can learn about the owl. We need to be watchful. We need to look around us. We need to see where we've been and where we're at and where we're going. We go through life sometimes just blindly. It's like you just go through life and don't realize that, hey, I've got to. You know, I was reading over in James chapter number 3. I believe it is this morning. I was reading over there. Talk about life being a vapor. And then, Brother Virgil, I'm on the downward slope of this thing we call life, if you know what I'm talking about. I got more days behind me than I've got ahead of me. I was sitting over there this morning, and Brother Bill, I don't mean to pick on you, Brother Bill, or make fun of you, but he said, "You're going to have to slow down." Brother Bill, I ain't got time to slow down. I'm getting too close to heaven's shore to quit now. I know what you're talking about. It seems like I have a good day, and then I have a couple of bad days. I got to rest, and then I go again, and then I can't go like I used to go. But listen to me, if I had it to do over again, I would go like nothing, nobody's business back whenever I had the energy and strength to go, because you're going to find yourself like me on this side of the journey and don't have the strength and the endurance to go like I want to go. We find lessons from the lark. The lark is a joyous bird. He's always got a song. Always got something to praise God about. We learn from the pelican. Is pelican in scriptures? Yes, absolutely. Psalms 102, I believe you'll find the pelican and owl both there. I'm not off base preaching about God's creation. The pelican gives us a lesson of loneliness. The eagle gives us a lesson of authority and power. But I got to thinking about this little hen that Jesus likened himself unto. You know, there's something about the wings of a bird. He mentioned that here in this passage. I got to watching the chickens. I've had chickens most all of my life, but I've got to watching the chickens over the years, and they'll begin to take their beak and begin to, they call it preening their feathers. You know what that's doing? They have an oil that is secreted off of their beak and off of the head of that chicken, that it coats their feathers. The oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful whenever I can hide underneath His wings and the Holy Spirit protects me and guides me and directs me. I know the path that I have taken. The protection that's under the wing. That little mama hen, I rested down this morning and I picked her up out of that little mineral tub. Set her down on the ground. That little baby chick, I picked it up and set it down there beside her. She began to cluck. You know, every bird has a feather. And every feather of every bird is distinct. You can identify a bird by its feathers. Chickens don't have eagle wings. They don't have eagle feathers. It looked kind of funny to see a little banny with a peacock tail, wouldn't it? God gave them special identification. Listen to me this morning. You're special. You're different, but you're special. God created you. I got to thinking about this little hen. We've got another little hen down there. She's got four little babies. And they get to running out there a little bit too far, venturing out away from mama hen. And she's got a special little cluck that she makes. They're getting too far out of range. I'm still preaching. Listen to me. You start getting a little bit further out away from where you should be, and you'll start hearing that little bit of clucking going on. It's that Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit that is dealing with you and telling you that you need to move up a little bit closer. Get back under the protection of the Almighty wing. You're drifting a little bit too far. You're getting a little bit too cold in your spirit. You need to pray a little bit more. You need to seek God a little bit more. You need to do some more study and some more praying. You're missing church too much. You're hearing that clock and that drawing of the Holy Ghost. He's drawing you back. Why? Because there's an enemy. A few years back, we had some little baby chicks that we had raised out there. I heard the mama hen. A mama in distress can make a terrible noise. I got out there and got to looking. Brother Rick, and there was a big old black snake. There was two or three big lumps in the black snake, and there was another one with its feet sticking out of its mouth. Little baby chick. Listen to me, they'd gotten too far away. Mama was doing everything she could to try to protect them babies. I remember going out to the hen house one day. We had a mama chicken out there, had a nest of babies. Brother Mike, and she was sitting on that nest. I could see a little baby chick or two sticking its head out from under a wing. But there was a possum in that nest box. The mama hen didn't have a head. I don't mean to be gruesome this morning, but there's some things that we can learn from nature. Could that hen have run? He could have called 10,000 angels. Are you getting my picture? That hen will give up its life for her babies. He's given them a picture here of, I would have called you together as a hen calleth her brood, but you would not. He was willing to go to the cross and die. For those that said, crucify him. We don't need Christ. We don't need the church. We don't need religion. We don't need, we can do it all on our own. But he hung there between heaven and earth. And gave his life freely. Just like that mother hen. The only difference is on the third day he arose again. He has power of life and death. But this morning I wanted to tell you that the love of Christ there's no comparison. He gave up his life that you might have yours. That's exactly what he done. There's protection. There's healing under the wings of the Almighty.